We thank you. We thank you. We bless your name. Have your seat bowed down your head. Have your seat bowed down your heart. Magnify your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Can you just worship him as we take this song? One more song before we go to the word.
Oh, be lifted above every other God. We lay our crowns and worship you. Oh, be lifted above every other God, we lay our crown and worship you. Oh, glorious God, we praise your name. We lay our crown and worship. We praise your name. We lay our crowns and worship. Oh, glorious God!
Oh, glorious God!
We praise your name.
We praise your name.
We lay our crowns.
We lay our crowns.
Bow down and worship him.
worship him.
Worship him.
Oh, worship him.
Oh, worship him.
Sing louder and worship him.
Louder and worship him.
Jesus, I bow down and worship you, Lord.
Bow down and worship
you. I worship you, Lord.
Worship
me. I worship you, Lord.
Oh, worship me.
Jesus, the King of Kings.
Jesus, the King.
Magnify your name, Jesus. We worship you.
You are the Lamb.
Oh, oh, oh.
We thank you, Jesus. We magnify you.
Thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear your amen in the house?
Last week was youth week, so at least I had like a week's rest. And I think I look a little bit rested today. Can we put our hands together for the youth in appreciation of a good job? God bless you. I almost turned in this direction to appreciate the youth. Okay, they are representing the youth. Okay, thank you. Praise the Lord. We've been talking about hearing God. And today, we want to look at hindrances to hearing God. What are the things that prevent us from hearing Him? The first thing, which I did not necessarily put in my notes, which you have to be very careful of, is comparison. Never be intimidated by someone's spiritual gift or the way another person hears from God. God has uniquely wired and created you to hear from Him. Some of us, when we're growing up and we watch movies, when people are in white garment church and they need to hear God, they say, the voice changes. So we also thought that for us to hear God, we have to be like that. You have been taught in various ways, almost 20 different ways, that God speaks to us. Don't be intimidated. Somebody come to share testimony. And as we were talking, I saw a vision. And the angel of God appeared to me and took my hand. That is His own way of hearing. It can be dramatic. Your own way can be calm. Don't be intimidated by people that have dramatic encounters with God. Remember, it's the year of the supernatural, not the year of the spectacular. It is not every supernatural act that is spectacular. The most important thing is that you hear God. How He speaks to you, master it, practice it, grow in it, mature in it. Stop comparing yourself. Oh God, when will I still start seeing vision? Oh God, hey, I can hear you, but I need to see. What is your problem? Enjoy the way that God relates with you. Stop unnecessary comparison with others. Don't be intimidated by people's testimonies. Hello, do we understand? When I was growing up, everybody was a pastor. Now, where I am now we have people that are not with pastor. They have changed titles. People have become prophets because it's in vogue. I know people that change from pastor to prophet to apostle. Your title does not matter. Your gifting is always there and it's always sure. Don't be a man that runs after title. Be a man whose heart runs after God. Don't be intimidated by how people hear Him and by their titles. Are we in church? If you understand, say amen. 1 Samuel 3, 1 to 10. 1 Samuel 3. Now the young man Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim, so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. And the word of God, the word of the Lord, had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again for the third time. And he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the young man. Therefore, he said to Samuel, go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood, calling as the other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak, for your servant hears. From this 1 Samuel chapter 3 that we have read, is the problem of many people in church. People have hindrances to hear God because of lack of training and teaching on hearing God. Lack of training and teaching on hearing God. And what we have got tried to do the last 3-4 weeks is to train you, teach you on the dimensions of hearing God, so that when He speaks to you, you will hear clearly. And remember what I've always told you. I don't want to hear again. And something told me, after the event has happened, and something was telling me, his name is not something. What is his name? What is his name? The Holy Spirit. He is not a force. He is not a power. He is not a thing. He is a person with a name, the Holy Spirit. So when we are not taught and trained in hearing God, there will be hindrances. God will be speaking to us. We will not listen. We will not hear. We cannot imagine it. We will think it's people around. God was calling Samuel. He thought it was man. That is how God speaks to people. And people think it's their flesh. They think it's their thoughts. But it is God speaking to them. And what is the problem? They have not been trained. You have been trained in the past 3-4 weeks. You have forgotten. Go back to Facebook. You have forgotten. Go back to YouTube. The messages are there. You have forgotten. Go to media. Ask them to give you the tapes and have it. Have it. I tell you, there are some messages that touches your heart. Have a copy. A day will come when you'll be looking for it. You will not find it. We have people coming to church. They don't trust anything. They don't write anything. They don't have any message. Even though they have been trained. You have been trained. You are not one of those that should not hear Him clearly. If you don't hear Him clearly, it's your fault. And I've told you, if you can't hear God for yourself, you will pay to hear Him. You will pay men to hear God on your behalf. And there are many people in church, in many Baptist churches, that come on Sunday religiously. During the week, they have where they go to ask people to hear God for their sake. May that not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. So, lack of training. Number 2, reason, hindrance to hearing God. Wrong teaching and wrong practices on hearing God. Wrong teaching and wrong practices on hearing God. When I was growing up in a Baptist church, Hanson Baptist Church, in Ogomasho, I was in church with many professors from the seminary. At that time, we were taught that God no longer speaks to people again. It is called the cessation theology. What does the cessation theology say? It says, God spoke in those days by the prophet. Hebrews chapter 1. Nowadays, God is speaking to us by Jesus. Immediately, the Bible was canonized. God stopped talking. So what it says is this, is that now, if you need to hear God, read your Bible. For every will and purpose of God is written in the Bible for you. Truth. But it's still incomplete. Truth is still incomplete. I've told you many times, the Bible is the word of God, and the will and the purpose of God for your life is there. There is a purpose for the Bible. And there's a reason that God still wants to talk to us. If God wants me to go to Obomashaw and stay the rest of my life. How will I see it in the Bible? It is not written in the Bible that in the year 2023, Abiodun Aribike will leave Abuja and go to Gumasho to stay. Is it written there anywhere? How will I know that the Lord wants me to now go to Gumasho? It is a wrong, incomplete teaching about hearing God. And for people like us, it affected us for a very long time. Because God was speaking to us in various dimensions. We were not taught, and we were wrongly taught, and we could not hear Him. And we wouldn't have made some mistakes if we were not taught. This is. So they say God is no longer speaking today. We now have the Bible, and the Bible is enough. They tell you the Bible is supreme, the Bible is sufficient, the Bible is all that you need. Truth, but it's not complete truth. But remember, even what you hear from God today, we have told you, you will see confirmed with what? With the Bible. That is cessation theory. They say the gift of the Spirit is no longer in existence. They say it has gone and died in the apostles. The Holy Spirit is merely just there for you. This power is no longer experienced, but that is not the word of the Lord. It is a wrong thing. So if you have been under this sea for a long time, you close your ears, you close your eyes, your spirit is locked up, and you can't hear it. That is about the wrong teaching on hearing God. Wrong practice of hearing God. Now, at one part, are people that say, once the Bible came, God no longer speaks. At the other side, are people that say, God still speaks. But you see, people that believe God still speaks, most of them give ammunition to people that say, God has stopped speaking. Everything God told me. A person is a pastor. He divorced his wife and married another thing, person for no reason. And I said, Pastor, this is wrong. What did they say? God told me. So people down there, they not sit down and say, Chief, we told you that God no longer speaks. Which God speaks contrary to his express will in the Bible. And God told me. Nowadays, if many pastors do something wrong and they want to be corrected, they come and say, it is God that asked me to do it. Beware of anyone that thinks his dreams and his visions are superior to the written word of God. Run away from that person. He will soon snatch your wife. He will soon sleep with you. All in the name of God told me. Wrong practices of hearing God. They do things contrary to the written word of God. A pastor was caught. Let me not share that. I'm not happy for that. Many, because of wrong practice, many people are going from pillar to post looking for prophecy. You are at home with your father. You need an instruction from your father. And you go around looking from pillar to post, your father's friend, to talk to you. Because we are in the age when people are looking for prophecies all around the place. People have abandoned the written word of God and they are looking for what is not lost. Wrong practice of hearing God. Number 3 or 4, depending on how you are writing. Wrong expectation on how God will speak. 1 Kings 19. Verse 11 and 12. Many of us have wrong expectations on how God will speak to us. Many of you, you have mastered that God speaks to you in dreams. And you always want Him to speak to you in a dream. You are in the place of work. You are in the office with your bosses. And the Lord wants to pass a word to you. But you believe it is always in a dream. In the front of a panel, what will you do? You will, my father, as I begin to sleep, oh, show me dream. Is that what you are going to do? Don't limit God by your expectation of how you feel He should speak to you. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit the benefit of hearing God by you limiting how you want God to speak to you. You are too small to direct Him how to speak to you. 1 Kings 19:11-12. And he said, go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rock before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after that, the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper, a small, still voice. Can I tell you, God has spoken to Elijah before in the wind. He has spoken to him before in the earthquake. He has spoken to him before in the fire. He expected that to happen. The Lord changed his style. Listen, many times God doesn't do the same thing the same way. He keeps changing how he wants to manifest himself to us. Don't hold too tight to the past. Master it. Then know that he can give you a shocker. Hello, are we here? He chooses how he is going to speak to us. So wrong expectation of how he should speak can be a hindrance to how you hear him. And please, Nollywood, Hollywood, Bollywood will confuse you about how to hear God. Because the way they hear God in the movies, it might not be real. It might not be for you. If you understand all what I've said so far, can you say amen? Let me hear you. Let's continue. Sin. Sin consciousness and guilty feeling will prevent us from hearing God. Three things. Sin. Isaiah 59:1-2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, or his ear dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquity have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. If there's anything that will prevent you from hearing God, it is sin. I'm not sure we should waste time here. Any child of God, anyone in church, anyone on earth knows that sin brings a separation between God and man. Even when Jesus was carrying the sin of your world, what did God do? God abandoned him. He now shouted, Eli, Eli, my Lord, why have thou forsaken me? Listen, if the only begotten son of a father can be left alone and forgotten when he was carrying the whole sin of the world, who are you to live in sin? And you think God will come through for you? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? What is the answer? God forbid. You live in sin, you cannot hear him. You live in sin, he will not give you any instruction. Living in sin is an affront on the grace, the majesty, and the holiness of God. You live in sin, he casts you aside. People that live in sin do not hear God. But when they hear him out of grace, it's always a sound of warning, a sound of judgment, a sound of repentance. Say repent. He does not come to give them instruction. He comes to tell them, repent, repent, leave your sin. You can't be living in sin and tell me God is giving instruction. It's a lie. The only instruction he gives when people live in sin is repent. Repent. So sin can prevent you from hearing God. Number two, sin consciousness. Many of us have, how will I say it, have been under teachers that the only thing they talk about is sin. Every day, sin. Sin. So we have become so sin conscious that when you do anything wrong, you never believe that God can forgive you. Me. I once met a guy while we were serving. He was attending a certain kind of church where they preach holiness. And along the way, he slept with a member of their fellowship, youth fellowship in the church. I'm not sure whether he impregnated the girl or what, but the leadership got to know about it. And they took him through a certain kind of discipline. That discipline is what we will call, I don't know the word I'll give it. The discipline where they bring you before the church and say, look at him, he has done this. Let nobody in this church talk to him again. If you talk to him, you have shared in his sin and you are going to hell. If you do this, when you come, and you must come to church, and you sit at the back of the church. And so, he came for like a week or two, nobody was talking to him. And he thought about that and said, what is this what? So he left the church. He left the church. After he left the church, he had admission to University of Nigeria, Nsukka. In University of Nigeria, Nsukka, he became the capon of a certain kind of court in that campus. So after he left the campus and came for service, that was how somebody invited him to NCCF. And that was where Christ was ministered to him again. And he gave his life to Christ. But in the same NCCF, our people also that were hammering, see, you will die in your sin. But there were some of us that believed that God has made grace available for everybody. And we started tutoring him. Started talking to him again. Started teaching him again. He started learning about the grace of God. He started learning about forgiveness. He started learning that he can come to God and God can forgive him. Most of you are here. Whenever your child sins, you say you are going to hell. You are teaching your child sin consciousness. He will never understand the grace that can be found in God. That is why you have taught your child hell, hell. Somebody comes and says, you are beautiful. You are lovely. He looks at himself. His father has not told him before. He feels it's a lie. All what he has heard throughout his life are negative things. And many people in church, all what they have heard are negative things. Listen to me. We say the Bible brings good news. How we teach it, is it good news? If you touch this water, you are going to hell. What good news is there? What good news is there? If you touch this water and the devil tempts you, you are going to hell. It's the truth. But you know what? Jesus has come and he has made grace available. That is the good news. Stop teaching the bad news. You are not an agent of darkness. You are an agent of God. He that commits sin will go to hell. But he that gives his life to Christ will go to... Which one should you preach? My brothers, if you are here and you have not given your life to Christ, you are wasting your time. There is joy in heaven. There are great things in God. Don't miss it. Don't miss the great things in God. There is healing in him. There is deliverance in him. He gives you power to become the sons of God. You can talk to him. He's by your side. The God that created the heaven and earth now is for you. It is good news. Not going and saying, the devil has sinned from the beginning. Anybody that sins is going to hell. Fire! Shout hellfire! Hellfire! I'm not saying we should not teach it, but it is incomplete. It is not good news until you let people know the remedy that can be found in Christ. Do you understand? And there is remedy found in Christ. Listen to me. For most of us here, if he depended on us, let's just go and write our will and go to hell. It is sure that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Hello, are we here? Can we just say, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So listen to me. Sin consciousness will not make you hear God. Because you always have guilty feelings. You are a young man working and mistakenly by photo, one fine girl pass, and you look at the size, huh? And I just had devotion, huh? And all the prayer I pray today, God has, You need to learn to live above that. You need to learn to talk to your father and tell him, I'm sorry, when you do wrong things. Remember, now there is no condemnation for them that are in Christ. I have told you there is conviction. There is correction. But there is no condemnation. We have to separate it. There is conviction. There is correction. There is discipline. There is reproof. But there is no condemnation. Guilty feeling. Once you ask for forgiveness, believe that God has forgiven you, or you make God a liar. 1 John 1:7-9. If we say we have no sin, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. But if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, please, can we read together? One, two, go. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to... What is the condition for his faithfulness to forgive you? What is it? If you confess. If you confess and you still believe that he has not forgiven you, you have brought God to your level and you have made him a liar. Because it is not you that people come. Please forgive your husband now. They bring another person. Please forgive your husband now. The pastor came and also begged you nails for the other pastor. Except I die, I will not forgive him. You will soon die. You are laughing. Because we live our lives like that, we think God is like that also. He is faithful. He is just to forgive all our sins. But remember, when we intentionally go into sin, there is no grace available for us anymore. You have to be careful. Are we seeing, church? So sin consciousness and guilty feeling will prevent us from hearing God. The next one, doubt and unbelief. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that will come to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let me tell you this. Hearing God is a matter of faith also. Hearing God is a matter of faith. When you come with doubt, when we come with unbelief, how can I, me, can he talk to me? All those things they are saying, I'm not sure it's for me. Oh, when you live in doubt and unbelief, God cannot speak to you. Because unbelief and doubt are not faith. And anything that is done out of faith is a sin. And as Christians, we do everything in faith. We live by faith, not by sight. By faith, not by sight. Doubts and unbelief will not make us hear God. Can we look at James 1:5-8? James 1:5-8. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Look at verse 7. Can we all read together verse 7? For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from God. A doubty person should not expect to hear from God. The next thing that is a hindrance to our hearing God is fear. I wish I can stay on this. Can I shock you? Listen to me. In the operations of the giftings of the Spirit, in the operations of hearing God, you will make a mistake. Should I repeat myself? When we get to the gift of the Spirit, I will teach more on this. In the presence of the gift of the Spirit, in the presence of hearing God, you will make one or two mistakes.
It's like a baby that is crawling and won't walk. When he starts walking, he will fall down once or twice because he's doing it for the first time.
Oh, which example comes to mind? Oh. Okay, let me share this one. I've shared this many times. I read it in a book. A man has been taught about hearing God, and one day was ministering. While he was ministering, there's a prayer line. You know, when people come, you lay hands on them, you pray, you prophesy. There was a prayer line, and the person came, lay hands on them, and he told the person that the Lord said, I should tell you that you will be a top musician in this country. And the guy was lost. So he prayed for the man. The man went away. So the man happened to be a pastor of a church and happened to be a member of a church. Went to meet the pastor and said, this man prophesied that I'm going to be one of the top musicians in this country. I can't sing. I can't do anything. So he said, the pastor told him not to worry. So the pastor called the man of God that ministered that thing to him. And he asked him, sir, what did you see? He said, as I was talking to him, I saw musical notes on his head. Great number of musical notes on his head. And based on that, he concluded he was going to be a top musician in the world. I have taught you that when you hear God, ask questions. What should it have done? Sir, what do you have to do with music? Do you know what happened? That man sells CDs, musical records, in his shop. That is what he sells. And the shop business has run into trouble. And that was why he came to church. God revealed it to that man of God that this man has a music business. That's why he's singing the notes. But he interpreted this as singing instead of selling. And he got everything wrong. He heard God. But he made a mistake in interpreting. When it comes to hearing God, some of us will make some one or two mistakes. So you went to a man of God. You know this person is genuine. And he said something that was a little bit of mistake. It's not the time to crucify him. It's the time to know that in interpretation of visions that God shows men, some make mistakes. Do you understand what I've just said? I will explain that further in the future. For us to also know how do we avoid mistakes in all these things. Fear. Fear of, the sin against the Holy Spirit, it cannot be forgiven. No, just leave me here. May I know here God? Go here. Make it go. Be say, no sin against the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you this. A child of God, born again on his way to heaven, is almost impossible for you to sin against the Holy Spirit because he's in your life, directing you and in control of your life. Stop living in fear of a sin against the Holy Spirit. And that sin against the Holy Spirit, go and ask the person that put that fear in you. What is the sin against the Holy Spirit? Many people can't explain it. It is almost impossible for a born-again child of God, spirit-filled, to sin against the Holy Spirit. He can grieve him. He can do many things, but it's almost impossible for him to sin. It can be done, but it's almost impossible. Sinning against the Holy Spirit is not coming from you hearing your father. So don't be afraid. Many have a fear of what if I make a mistake? Fear of what? Of him, and the fear of some people is that when you now hear God, he gives you an instruction to do something you do not want to do. So why must I hear him? Biadu! Sell your multi-billion naira company. Give it to the poor. And come back and follow me. You know, it's easy to teach about the rich ruler that turned back. You will be saying, You know, to give to church bus, Navala. To play to church bus, Navala. You will not stand up in Sunday school. That rich young ruler, how can he meet Jesus and not be able to give everything to him? If I were him, I would go and sell your one, come and follow. Go and do it. It's easy, go and do it. Somebody that cannot give 20,000 to church, to God, will sit down on a character who has seen in the Bible and castigating and bring him down. Somebody asked you for transfer fare last week. You cannot give the person. You have amassed wealth. Nobody has enjoyed it. You will come here and be castigating people. I beg you, Joe. You are laughing at me. Keep laughing. Lord, we thank you. When the Lord gave you the last instruction and you have not followed him, don't expect him to tell you the next instruction. You hear God clearly as at the obedience to his last instruction. If you have not moved when he asked you to move the last time, don't expect to hear him newly. So disobedience and non-performance of the last instruction will not make you hear him newly. Our time is fast. Lift your hands to him. Lift your hands to him. Can I have a keyboard? Just lift your hands to him. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Every hindrance. Can we just talk to him? Say, every hindrance, every hindrance. Every hindrance to me hearing your voice. To me seeing clearly. To hearing accurately. Lord, let them be taken away. Let the blood of Jesus wash away every hindrance. Every hindrance, every hindrance. Preventing me from hearing you accurately, seeing you clearly. Every hindrance, every wrong teaching, let that be taken away. Let that be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Every doubt, every unbelief, every fear, let that be taken away. Let that be taken away. Let that be taken away. Ete lebokoria dana makaria dadaba eke lebokuria talaba kete lebokoria. Every wrong teaching, every wrong expectation, let them be taken away, oh Lord. Oh Lord, help me remain in you. Help me abide in you. Help me hear you clearly. We take away every hindrance. Your hands lifted up to him. Say, Lord, I hear you clearly. Let your word come expressly. Clearly to me, clearly to me. Expressly, clearly to me. Let your word come clearly, expressly, accurately, accurately. I will not see like men. I will not see men like trees. I will not see men like trees. I will see men like men and trees like trees. I hear you accurately. I see clearly. I hear you accurately. I see clearly. Oh Lord, give me boldness when I hear. Boldness, boldness to declare your word. Boldness to walk on your word. Boldness to obey your word. Help me obey your word instantly whenever I hear you. We give you glory, we give you honor. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.